Zechariah chapter 3. He showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of Yahweh and Satan standing at his right hand to be his adversary. Now, the word Satan means just that, an adversary. It does not of itself mean anything bad or evil or some dragon up in the sky or whatever. Yahweh said to Satan, "Yahweh rebuke you, Satan. Yes, Yahweh who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Isn't this a burning stick plucked out of the fire?" So I think this is a vision of how things were before God. And there were adversaries to the restoration. When the Jews did get back to the land of Israel and to Jerusalem, there were local people living there, the Samaritans, who were adversaries to them, who tried to stop the rebuilding. And they're being encouraged by this vision to see that, yeah, God's aware of that, and that situation has been played out before God, and he rebukes those who are against them. Now, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. He spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take the filthy garments from him." To him he said, "Behold, I've caused your iniquity to pass from you, and I will clothe you with rich clothing." I said, "Let them set a clean turban on his head." So they set a clean turban on his head and clothed him, and the angel of Yahweh was standing by. Well, Joshua, the high priest, I'm not sure he lived up to who he could have been. Of course, this is the Hebrew name for Jesus, Yahushua, Yahweh saves. They'd been in exile. They didn't have maybe the clothes, the priestly clothes, but that wasn't a problem. God got over that. That's the vision. That's showing them in the vision that that was not a problem. "Thus says Yahweh, if you," this is Joshua, "will walk in my ways, and if you will follow my instructions, then you also shall judge my house and shall keep my courts, and I will give you a place of access among these who stand by." That's the angels. "You will be working with them to establish my kingdom," re-establish my kingdom. "Hear now, Joshua the high priest, you and your fellows who sit before you, for they are men who are a sign. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch." Well, Zerubbabel means the branch from Babylon. And I think the idea was that Joshua and Zerubbabel could have been some kind of messianic leaders there in this restored kingdom. But they messed up, it seems. And so all these prophecies ultimately came true, not in them, because they dropped the baton, they didn't live up to the potential, but they came true in Jesus. "For behold, the stone that I have set before Joshua, on one stone are seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave its engraving, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, says Yahweh of armies, every man will invite his neighbor to come under his vine and under his fig tree." So he's saying that, look, the kingdom really can be established when every man sits under his vine and fig tree and invites his neighbor. This really can happen, but it didn't, because, you know, we read in Haggai and we'll read in Malachi of how there was a famine. God sent a famine. They weren't sitting under their vine and fig tree with plenty to eat because they didn't want to go God's way. These things didn't happen as they could have done. But ultimately, God's purpose will always come true, and the spirit of all these things will be fulfilled in the Lord Jesus when his kingdom is established on earth.